the Tzadi Dalet on the base, 12 lines from the top. I think today will be a little bit shorter here. No, just because I was debating with you because this part is not so long, but then there's a part after that which is a little bit more complicated, so if we're going to do both, it's going to take too long, so we'll split it up into two shearing. Okay, so the 12 lines from the top. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Name Masnisi in the law Rabbi Akiva." Okay, so we're talking about our Mishnah, which the main topic is somebody whose let's say wife goes overseas, and he gets word that she died, and he marries the sister, and then the wife shows up. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah, he can go back to his wife, etc. So now the Gemara is saying, Lichura, this Mishnah does not go like Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Rabbi Akiva, Havyala Achos Grushasoi. Because, according to Shitas Rabbi Akiva, which we'll see in a minute what that is, he would not be allowed to go back to his original wife when he married the sister and then his original wife showed up. Our Mishnah says he can go back to his original wife, even though he married the sister, by mistake. Rabbi Akiva would say no, because Rabbi Akiva would require the sister, which he married by mistake, to give her a get. And once he gives her a get, he cannot go back to his original wife, because that would be Achos Grushasa, right? That would be his original wife would be the sister of his Grusha, who he just divorced, the sister. So he would not be able to go back to her. So therefore, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Now, where do we see, obviously, where do we see Rabbi Akiva requiring her to have a get, the sister that he made by mistake? And that's what we're going to see right now, the Sanya. Kol Araya Shebet Torah, Ein Srichos Semenu Get, Chutz Mi Eishas Ish, and Niseis Al Pi Beis Din. Okay, so this is not Rabbi Akiva, the Tanakama. Tanakama said that the only time we will require a get when there's like a mistake like this is only in the case of a regular classic Eishas Ish. In other words, a woman that hears her husband was overseas and died, and she went and married somebody, and then it was found out there was a mistake, her husband comes back, so she requires a get from the guy that she mistakenly married. Okay? That before she goes back to the other guy. She requires a get. Why? Because we said this before, the Rabbanan were choshesh that since her husband came back now, and she's now married, she accidentally married this other guy, but people are going to think that what happened, oh, probably her husband divorced her, that's all. Husband divorced her, and then she married this other guy, and now people are going to see her leave this other guy without a get, without nothing, which is really should be the din, you know, shouldn't need a get, and they'll see her leave the guy without a get, and people will think that a married woman can leave without a get, just walk away. So therefore, so the people shouldn't make this mistake, they required this woman to have a get. Okay, but only that's the only case. However, Rabbi Akiva, he adds to this, and he said, Rabbi Akiva mosif af eishas ach, and also v'achos isha. He includes these two cases, also where a get is required. Now, as we're going to see, Bezrat Hashem in a minute, Rashi says that these two cases don't really make any sense. It doesn't make sense to require a get in these two cases. And so therefore, for whatever reason, at this point, we don't understand this, but we take it as a given. That's what he said, without understanding. Why is it not making sense, really? Because, make the cheshbon. The case of the first case, with the Eishasach. What happened? Again, her husband, let's say, went overseas, got word that he died, and then she married the brother, Yavam, right? She did Yibu. Okay, my mistake. And then what happens? Her husband comes back. So now she's married to the brother on mistake. Okay, so she has to leave. Now there's no chashash. What are people going to think? We said no. We should require a get. That's what Bikiva says. But it doesn't make sense. Why? Because what are people going to think? Oh, yeah. Probably what happened was she probably divorced the original husband, the brother, and that's why she married this one. No such thing. You can't divorce and marry your husband's brother. That's a divorce as well, right? Only in Yibum. So therefore, there's no chashash that people are going to think, oh, I was probably divorced and married the brother, and oh, she's not leaving without a get. I guess you can leave without a get. Nobody would think that.
People
think that. That without a get, yeah. And that was when the Eish HaSish married the husband comes back, people think he divorced her. You don't need a get to get divorced, you just have to separate, whatever, that's it. So they separated the first one, now she married the second one. It was a divorce without a get. You don't need a get. That's what people are going to think. Married the second one, and now she's leaving the second one. That's fine. People are going to think that was a whole chashash. People will think you don't need a get. But here, nobody's going to think, oh, she separated from the first husband and went and now married the brother. That's all. Nobody would think that. Everybody knows you can't, you know, marry the brother even if you separate. So they call it separate, whatever. Okay. So, and so too with the case of the sister as well. Right, same thing. He's married to the first sister. She dies, gets where she died, and then she comes back, and then people are seeing with the sister. Think, oh, what probably happened is she divorced the first sister and then married the second sister. And hey, if he's leaving without a get, people are not going to think that. We're going to think he married the sister because he can't marry the sister even after divorce. So these two cases doesn't really make sense to us. But Lamai Rabbi Akiva said it. He mosif Ra'eshesach and also Chosisha. But so Lamaisi did say you need a divorce in those two cases. If it came an Amar Rabbi Kiva by a get, Bimela Yitzra the Havile Achos Grushasa. And but even though we understand it, but for whatever reason that's what he said. And therefore in the case of the sister, which is like our Mishnah, it's saying Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, I need a get from the sister, right? That he mistakenly married. And but Lamaisi says once he says you require a get, so now you can't go back to the original wife, the other sister, because it's Achos Grushasa. Okay, as I see Rashi Ad Khan. Lema Masnisin, the last of the wide lines in Rashi. Lema Masnisin, Diktani Muteras Lachzorlo, that our Mishnah said you can go back to the sister, the original wife, the sister, is the Loka Rabbi Kiva. Why did Rabbi Kiva came in to buy a Hakita Mine, since he requires a get from her, the sister he mistakenly married, Haviela Ishto Achos Krishaso, so he would not be able to go back there. Kutzmi Ashes Isha Nisa Salpi based in Umishum Gzera Shema Yamru Girish Devachula Kidamrina Lael Bapirkun. As we said, people will think that he left the first wife, okay, now he married this one and then now he's leaving without a get. So we'll think, yeah, you don't need a get. Rabbi Kiva Mosif, Bahashta Salka Daita Khafilu Nisua Sahib, a regular case where she was married to the first brother, and Vishama Shamed, and he died, and then Vayibman, and she married the brother, and then Bawachiv, and that we buy a get, and that's Rabbi Kiva would say we need a get, Vichim Bachosisha. And now Rashi says, Vataima Lo Yadina. But this point makes no sense to us the way we explained it, because nobody was going to think that he divorced the first sister and married the second sister. It doesn't apply. People never say such a thing. So filu girsha baila ein kedushin shozeh tosimba. Even if he did divorce, let's say the first sister, you can't go marrying a second sister because you divorced the first one. It's kedushin not tosim. People never think that that's what happened here. Bechein legabe yachos isha, we just said meachar shabbat ishto galui lakol shein kedushin shnia kedushin. So once the sister comes back, what are people going to say? Well, he obviously made a mistake by marrying the second sister. They're not going to think he divorced the first sister and now married the second sister, because you can't divorce the first sister and marry the second sister. So people understand it was just a mistake. Kedushin atosiv afilu haki kanis Rabbi Kiva agita. Even though it makes no sense, but to us at this point, but for some reason Rabbi Kiva had this thing that says required to get from the sister that he married by mistake, and therefore according to him, you would not be able to go back to the original wife, the sister. For his sister, because it's Achos Grushas. Okay, now the Gemara is Docha that, and now we're going to hear the real reason behind Rabbi Akiva. V'lav Itmar Allah Gemara is Docha. Says, no, didn't we learn concerning this? Amarav Gidol Amarav Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Amarav Hai Eishes Ach Heichidam. Okay, now we're going to hear. See, that's not what we thought. That this the two cases Eishes Ach and Achos Ish. So the Eish HaSach, what are we talking about? Isn't it not talking about Kagon Shekide Shachiv Esaisha. Okay, an important word here is Kidesh. And he didn't marry it the first time. It was only a Kiddushin. And then Vahalach Lamedina Sayyam Beshama Shemes Achiv, the one that got engaged, the Ve'amad Venasa Ishto, the Amrin Shi Hakamak Hantana Havale Bekidushin, Vahai Shapir Nasiv. So now it's a different story. Now Rabbi Kiva makes sense to us. And what happened? That the woman was not married to the first brother. She was only engaged to him. They were just engaged. And then he went overseas. And then heard that he died. And then she married the brother, Yibum, Hilu, okay, Yibum, and married the brother. And then the first brother came back. Okay? Now, the reason why Rabbi Kiva said we're requiring a get, because people might think that, hey, the brother, you know, the brother's here, you know, her first husband, you know, first the brother is here, and now she's married to the other brother. What's going on? Oh, I guess what happened was, since she was only engaged to the first brother, that probably the Kiddushin was all Tanai. Right? Probably other people are going to think that probably, the fact that the two brothers are here, now she's married to the second one, the first brother is here, it must be that it was Kiddushin all Tanai. The Tanai was not fulfilled, and therefore it's not a marriage. It was an engagement. It was an engagement al tanai. Engagement wasn't fulfilled. It was not an engagement b'chol. And now she's then. That's why she decided now to. That didn't work. So now she decided to marry the brother. No problem. Again, and then when she see and people see that she, now she's leaving the brother without a get, people say, "Oh, we're married to the brother and leaving without a get. I guess you don't need a get." And therefore, they require Rabbi Kiva required a get. And so too, we're going to see the same thing now with the. With the achosisha, v'hai achosisha, nami, same thing. Echidami, kigodja kidesh, right? That's the isha. V'hal chalamidina sayam, v'shama shemesa, v'amad v'nasa sachosa. The amreinshi, same thing. Hakamaisa tanah avale bekedusha, v'hashapir nasi. Same thing with the sisters, right? You're going to see her. What happened? The first sister, he didn't marry her. He only had kedushin with the first sister. And then she went overseas. And then she died, apparently. And then he married the sister. Mamish married her. And then the first wife, the sister, comes back. And people are going to see, wait, married to the sister? Oh, what must have happened? People are going to think it's the first sister, since it was only Kiddushin. It must have been a Kiddushin with a certain condition that wasn't fulfilled. And that's how he can end up marrying the two sisters, right? Because he didn't marry the first sister. It was only Kiddushin not tonight. It wasn't fulfilled. So he never married to the first one. He's only married to the second one. And now the second one, all of a sudden, he's leaving her without a get. I guess you don't need a get when you get divorced. People are going to make the mistake, and for that reason, Rabbi Kiva says you need a get, and once again, because you need a get, you in our Mishnah, you know, according to the case of the Mishnah with the two sisters, Rabbi Kiva would hold that in fact so that's the cases over there. However, Ella. In our case, in our Mishnah, nisuin miika lemeimar tanai havale b'nisuin. Okay. So, but in our case, in our Mishnah though, it could be Rabbi Akiva now. And we're docha. We said it can't be Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva would be achos kushaslo. He wouldn't be able to marry go back to the original wife because he's achos kushaslo. Now we're saying therefore not. Why? Because our Mishnah is not talking about the case of him being engaged. We're talking about the marriage. Why? Because the lesson of our Mishnah is mishalcha ishto l'medina sayam. Now, if they were only engaged, it wouldn't have called it Ishta, it would have said Arusaso. Okay, it was strictly a case of only that she was only engaged in. And the fact that it says Ishto means that they were mamish married. So again, the only time Rabbi Kiva would require a get from the second sister to be married by mistake is only if the first one was only engaged. Because then people can think it was just a night, it wasn't fulfilled, and then people make the mistake and think the first marriage is not a marriage, and only the second one is leaving without a get. But that's only if he was engaged. But our Mishnah is not talking about they were engaged. Our Mishnah is talking about clearly Ishto halacha. So they were mamish married. Mamish married, again, there's no reason to require a get from the sister that he married by mistake. People aren't going to think, oh, he left us the first sister married the second sister. You can't do that. Nobody would say such a thing. And therefore, everybody understand it was just a mistake in marriage, and therefore he can leave without a get. And therefore, our Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva. So it comes out. Okay, so let's just see the Rashi's on this. Okay, the Amri Inshe. So, they're talking about a case of only, engaging, not marriage. Amri inchi ki chazu la arus kama amri. When the first, you know, one, when they were only engaged, that person comes back. People are going to say, oh, midanas ba achua, since she married his brother. Oh, must be, how could she marry the brother? Marry two brothers? Oh, must be that tanai have a leila kama b'kiddushin. But I mean, a condition, v'loniskayim, and the condition wasn't fulfilled. Mimela, she was never married to the first brother. That's why she married the second brother. V'habas v'shapir nasi, no problem marrying the second one. V'i mapik la b'lo get. And now, if she leaves without a get, nimtzet eshes ish niret yotzes b'lo get. It's going to look like it's eshes ish, because the second one he really did marry, he's leaving without a get. Mechain achosisha mechule is the same thing. He's only engaged to the first sister, etc. Same thing. Okay, therefore that's that. However, aval nisuin ki masnisin. However, our Mishnah is not talking about a kiddushin, because it says his ishto went to nisayim, not a rusisasa. And therefore, like our Mishnah, the ishto harishona haita nisuolo miikala meimar tanai havale b'nisuin. Okay, ha kule alma yade de ein adam meisim bilaso bilas nus. Okay, so Rashi adds. So what are you going to say? Okay, so why can't you say just like in the Rabbi Kiva says, you know, tanai asu be kiddushin. So still, why don't we still have the problem that people are going to think that even though that he was married to the first one, tanai asu be nisuin. Meaning he did engagement, and he said he made a condition on the nisuin that our nisuin will only be a nisuin if X, Y, and Z will happen, whatever, make a certain condition, maybe that, and maybe we have to be kosher for that. People are going to see, you know, he's married to the sister and now the other sister, and now what's going on? They'll say, oh, he must have made a tanai ben nisuin, and so you have the same problem. Why is nisuin not so Rashi says because that people are not going to think, because people don't usually make a condition in nisuin. Why? Because nisuin is one lives with his wife. That's nisuin. Okay, engagement. I'll just say, Maria could actually give her a ring or whatever. It's not not living with her. But nisuin is living with her. So people would not usually make a condition in nisuin. Why? Because if the condition is not fulfilled, that means he lived with this his wife, was not really his wife, wasn't fulfilled, and so it's bilas nus. So people don't usually make a condition in nisuin. You could in theory, but it would create a situation if not fulfilled of bilas nus, and therefore that is not such a. It's a very chashash rachov that people are going to think, oh, he made a tanya nisuin, because people understand people don't do that, and therefore that. But kiddushin, yeah, because kiddushin, you know, bilas nus, it's giving a ring, let's say, and made a condition, didn't fulfill it, and that's that. But nisuin is a people wouldn't think such a thing, as Rashi said. So me ikala meimar tanai aso bin nisuin? No, hakuli yama. Everybody knows the ain adam meisim bilas so bilas nus. Meaning if the condition is not fulfilled, it would end up being bilas nus. Hilka kim lehu the nisui shnia ainam klum. And therefore, everybody understands that it must be that the kedush that the when he married the second one is obviously nothing. It was obviously a mistake because you would know why would you be married to two sisters, right? No, darn. Can't divorce your first sister, marry your second sister. That can't be, and it's not nogeta. It was a tanai ben nisuin either. And people would obviously, it'd be clear to everybody that must be that it's obviously a mistake. That's why he married, and therefore he's leaving her because it was a mistake, and not because it's really his wife. And therefore, people wouldn't think you can leave without a get. And therefore, there's no reason why he can't go back to his first wife, the sister. And therefore, a mishnah could be Rabbi Kiva.
Sadi dalet am a base 14. Lines from the bottom. Amale Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Ki Rabbi Akiva Lisni Nami Chamosa. So back to the Mishnah again, and the Mishnah where someone marries a woman and then she goes overseas, finds out she's dead, goes, marries the sister. And then the wife shows up, so the din is, she's mutter to go back to his wife after the sister comes up. And we thought that maybe it's not Rabbi Kiva, and then we said, no, it could be Rabbi Kiva. So now, since we're dealing with if the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva or not, now Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, if you want to say the Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva, we got a problem. Why? Because lisni nami chamoso. It could have said, and also not only the case of the, there's another case when he can go back to his wife, when his wife shows up, and that is not only if he'd married a sister in the meantime, but what if he married his mother-in-law, his wife's mother, while he heard his wife was dead, and then she shows up. She that's another case where he could go back to his wife. Why do we say that? Dashma inen le Rabbi Kiva da amar chamoso la charmisa la v'sreifa. Because we're going to see now from in a brisa that Rabbi Kiva held that if a person lives with his mother-in-law after his wife dies, it's la b'sreifa. At this point, we're assuming meaning that it's not b'sreifa, no iser, and if it's mutter. So Rabbi Kiva held that once his wife dies, he's allowed to marry his mother-in-law, and therefore that would be another case that, you know, he heard his wife died and then he was allowed to marry his mother-in-law. He did, and then found out his wife was in fact alive, so he can go back to his wife because he did nothing wrong. He was okay by marrying his mother-in-law at the time. Okay, so now we're going to see the source for this. Okay, that's okay, the Sanya, as it says in the Brisa. Now the whole pasuk is, it's the Yisr of the mother-in-law says, V'ish asher yikaches isha ves ima zimehi. When a person takes his wife and her mother, that's zimehi. V'ish yisrufu oso ves hen. The pasuk concludes. Then there's a din of sreifa misa for him, and literally ves hen and them. Question: who's the them? That's the whole discussion we're going to see. So ves achaz mehem vive Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, what does a so ves hen mean? Means him and one of them. As we'll see how you could say that. Why does a hen mean one? Because hen in Greek is one. Okay, so it's him and one of them. So again, pashtus means. One, who's the one of them? Not his wife. His wife didn't do anything wrong. If he marries also the mother-in-law, it's the mother-in-law. So him and the mother-in-law get strafe. That's Pashup. Rabbi Kiva omer oso vet shtehem. Rabbi Kiva said, no, as hen means literal both of them. Question is, what's trap? Both of them, what is the wife and his mother-in-law? That doesn't really make sense, so that's what we're going to see. Now, Bishlama labaye damar mashmaus dorshini kabinaihu. The Rabbi Ishmael Savar Chadak Siv, Rabbi Kiva Savar Tartik Siv Shapir. Ella la Rava Damar Chamoso la Charmisa Ikemenayhu Solis Ninami Chamoso. Okay. So, according to Abaye, it's not a problem, meaning it's not a question why that we're saying, hey, if this is Rabbi Kiva, why didn't it say mother-in-law? Because it's not Nogea. Because according to the way Abaye learns, according to everybody, you can't marry your mother-in-law even after Misa. Because that's not what they're discussing here in the Psukim. What are they discussing? That Rabbi Ishmael Savar Chada, meaning it's the pasuk system when it says, like we said, and it's written as hen can mean one, it means who gets put to death, him and one of them, meaning the mother-in-law that he lived with. Okay, however, Rabbi Kiva says tarte ksiv, who's the tarte? It's the mother-in-law, him and the who's and them, and means him and his mother-in-law and his mother-in-law's mother. Meaning he learns from this pasuk an extra yisur, that not only can you not live with your mother-in-law, you can't live with your mother-in-law's mother either. Okay, so mashmaus dorshi nikamenayu means that everybody agrees that a person can't live with his mother-in-law, and everybody also agrees really that you can't live with your mother-in-law's mother. It's just that where do you learn it from? So Rabbi Akiva learns it from here. It says as hens is written in plural. The plural means not only his mother-in-law, but also mother-in-law's mother as well. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel says no, as hen means just him and his mother-in-law. And the limu to mother-in-law's mother is from a different gezerah shava somewhere else. It's a different limu. But everybody's agreeing along the principles that you can't marry your mother-in-law, can't marry your mother-in-law's mother, and it applies even after death. Even if your wife's, the person's wife's not alive, you still can't marry the mother-in-law or mother-in-law's mother. It applies to death, because that's not what they're arguing about. Nothing to do with that. It applies to before that, it applies for that, after that, doesn't matter. And they agree with everything. It's just a matter of how you learn it out. So according to them, it's not a kasha. Hey, how come Rabbi Akiva didn't say, no, you can go back to your wife if you marry your mother-in-law? Because it's not true. You can't. Because even there's no scenario. Even after death, you can't marry your mother-in-law. So that's Bishlama, according to this way of learning. Abaye, it's not a problem. It can be Rabbi Akiva. But according to Abaye, he learns differently. He learns that that's Gufa the Machlokes, if you can marry your mother-in-law after the death of your wife. That's in fact what they're arguing, meaning that Rabbi Shmuel says, as hen means one of them, means even if, oh, that's it's only when, what's the problem? If one of them is alive, okay? Whereas even if one of them is alive, even if after the wife died, still also v'hen, one of them, even the wife died, still it's asher to marry the mother-in-law. Whereas Rabbi Akiva learned, no, v'hen means shteihem, means the only time you're asher to your mother-in-law is if the wife and the mother-in-law are both alive. That's the plural. That's v'hen means that they're both around. Then it's also to live with the mother-in-law. The wife is still and the mother-in-law are both around. But if the wife's not around, then there's no issue with the mother-in-law. Ah. So therefore, according to Rava, it really is only the question that according to Rava, if the wife's not around, you could marry the mother-in-law. Okay, and therefore, why didn't the Mishnah? As we brought all this again to ask on the Mishnah, why didn't the Mishnah, if it wants to be Rabbi Akiva, why didn't we bring the case of the mother-in-law? So, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you can as long as the wife's not around, you can marry the mother-in-law. And therefore, when his wife was apparently dead, he was allowed to marry the mother-in-law, and therefore, he should be allowed to go back to his wife. Why doesn't it mention that? So the answer is Amar Lei. Nehi demiata kra misreifa misura mi miata kra. So the answer is, even according to Rava, where Rabbi Akiva again is learning that SN means both of them, only if they're both of them around, all that is telling us the when there's a din of sreifa. Doesn't mean that it's mutter. Now, as even though Rabbi Akiva says when there are both of them around, only then it's asur, means only then it's a din of sreifa. Okay? But if the wife's dead, it's still asr to marry the mother-in-law. It's just that Rabbi Akiva held there's no din of sreifa. That's all. The only mute is the punishment. Doesn't mean it's mutter. So even Rabbi Akiva would hold, even according to Rava, you cannot marry your mother-in-law after death of the wife. It's asr. It's just that there's no sreifa. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, says no. There's even a din of sreifa. So it's not a problem. The Mishnah could be still Rabbi Akiva, and because he would also hold that Kamoso is not a, you can't go back to your wife because that's her to marry the mother-in-law, so you can't, would not be able to go back to the wife when the wife returns. Okay, now we have a lot of Rashi to do. Okay, E Rabbi Akiva, the first word is on a line. E Rabbi Akiva. So, e masnisin Rabbi Akiva. If you want to say it's Rabbi Akiva, the mahapacht leukme namik Rabbi Akiva, that you try so hard to make the mission of Rabbi Akiva before, we learned yesterday. So, litni chamoso. So, that's the case. So, then if it's Rabbi Akiva, it should say chamoso. Amrulo, in other words, that they said, meisishnecha, they told him, your wife died. And then, venasa ima, then he married her mother. And his mother-in-law, in other words, the Rabbi Akiva chamoso lachar misas ishto sharia, because the chora, at least we thought that the mother-in-law after the wife dies is mutter, and therefore what he did was okay. And then when the wife shows up, he should be able to go back to his wife. Ve'es achas mehem. Okay, Rabbi Yishmael learned when it said in the pasuk ve'es yisrafu also ve'es hen. As hen means as a chas mehem. Shekain b'lashon yevani korin lachas hina. Hen or hina. V'amra rachamana v'yachrona shenasa b'isur tisarev. That means him and one of them. Who's the one of them? The last one, the mother-in-law. Him and the mother-in-law both get sreifa. So v'ashtehem, Rabbi Akiva learns it means both of them. Kedabainan Hasam B'Sanhedrin, as we ask over there in Sanhedrin, Mai Binayu, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ishmael? Havadai Ishto Gemura Lo Amar Rabbi Kiva de Besweifa. That can't be, and hence to be taken literally, that him and them means him and his wife and his mother-in-law gets right, for that can't be. Sharei Aniyazu, this poor girl, right, Machata, Harei Beheter Nasalo. What did she do wrong? She married her husband, everything was fine, and so he goes and lives with her mother. What's her fault? Why should she get right for that? So that can't be. V'amar Abaye, so he learns, Mashmaus Dorshi Nikimenayo. The Nafkamina for Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is Mashmaus Dorshi. The Rabbi Kiva Savar Tartik Sivi. So the Rabbi Kiva again says, Eshen means two, both of them. Now, who is the both of them that gets Sreifa? Chamoso ve'em Chamoso. Nafke mihaikra de Besreifa. The Eshen, therefore, means his mother-in-law and his mother-in-law's mother. It adds another person that's answer to him with Sreifa. The Hachi Amar Kra, this is how you have to read it. Ish, ki chach es isha, the ima, isha meaning the mother-in-law, the ima and her mother. Okay, v'shtehem le'iser, they're both aser, you can't marry either the mother-in-law or the mother-in-law's mother. Kagon shenasa chamoso, ve'im chamoso, again, he marries the mother-in-law and his mother-in-law's mother. Be'eshisrafu, then they both get sreifa. There's sreifa in both the cases. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Chadaksiv, again, Eshen just means one of them. Chamoso Lehude means, no, the pasuk is only teaching me the Isser with the mother in law, not the mother in law's mother. Shmeina Mina, the high key, Kach Es Isha, Hainu Ishto Harishona. So Isha doesn't mean, like Rabbi Kiva is learning, Ishav, that they took his mother-in-law and her mother, but the Isha just means regular, his wife, and Vesen means the other is the mother-in-law. Hainu Ishto Rishona, and he says Beheter Vesima. Rather, when it says Vesima, it doesn't mean his wife. It means Vesima, his wife's mother, simply. Zuchamoso. V'amarachamane Yisrafu also Ves Achas Mehem. So he takes his wife and his wife's mother. So then, one of them, meaning the wife's mother, gets Reifa with him. That's how you learn it. Ve'im Chamoso is not told to us in this pasuk. Dibis Reifa. That's Migzer Shava Nafka Be'elu Hein and Yisrafin. Because it's not that he holds it. You could, no, it's also Bis Reifa, but it's learned from a different source, from Gzer Shava, as is found in Mesechus Sanhedrin. Okay, so that's all Abaye, how's he's learning. Okay, Mashmaus Dorshim, that everybody learns the mother-in-law is Aser, mother-in-law's mother is just that from this pasuk. What do we see from this pasuk here? Is it only the mother-in-law, or is it also the mother-in-law's mother? Okay. Rav Amar, Chamoso, La'achar Misa, Ishto, Ikvinam. No. The machlek is here, and the pasuk is Dafka the Shaila, is if after his wife dies, is he allowed to marry the mother-in-law or not? The Rabbi Ishmael, Bistrefa. Rabbi Ishmael holds that there be sreifa. Achi kamar also ve'es achas mehem means afilu ein shteim kaimot. Again, esem means achamim means even if they're not both alive, even if the wife's not dead, you still can't marry your mother-in-law. Kigon shemesa ishto benasa sima, and then he married her mother. That she's sreif, even if my wife's not alive anymore. Rabbi Akiva savar no also ve'es shteihen means vizman shteim kaimot. The only time there's misa on the mother-in-law is also if the wife is still alive, right? Ishto v'chamoso, then yisrafu oso. Okay, then he gets sreifa. Mistama kidino kein din chamoto, right? Even though it only mentions him, b'sreifa, but it's mistama that whatever din he gets, the mother-in-law gets as well. Ken din chamoto, the hish ve'akasuv ish le'isha, or isha le'ish, l'chol onshim shebator. Okay, and therefore, masnisin the loktani chamoso. Now, that being the case, so that which it doesn't mention in our Mishnah chamoso, hanicha la'baye da'amar mashmos dorshini k'menayu, that's fine, going to baye, doesn't make, not a problem to us why the Mishnah doesn't say chamoso. according to everybody, the Rabbi Kiva Nafkale Eim Chamoso Mihaikra, the Rabbi Ishmael Lo Nafkale Mihacha, Velo Airi Rabbi Ishmael Rabbi Kiva Mechamoso Lo Charmisachlo. It's just there for Shapir. Elo Rabbi at least. Because according to Abaye, no mention, no discussion here, Bechlal, about this whole topic, about whether one can live with his mother-in-law after death of his wife. Pasha's everybody hold that would apply there as well. That's not what they're arguing. They're only arguing about, is this Pasuk dealing with the mother-in-law's mother as well? And even that, everybody agrees, is also Asher Shana. This Pasuk is dealing with that as well. That's Mashmar Sorshin Yikubinayim. That's the only thing that they're arguing about. But everybody holds it both. Otherwise, there's no mention over here about does he need this? Is it apply even if the wife's after death, the wife dies? Yeah, everybody holds that as well. No, they're not dealing with that as well. And therefore, Bishlama, not a problem that our Mishnah here doesn't mention Chamoso, because Chamoso, you can't marry the Chamoso even after the wife dies. However, El Rava, at least not yet, but according to Rava, that is exactly what they're arguing about. Is the issue of mother-in-law apply after the death of the wife or not? According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't. Then, according to him, you can ask why our Mishnah isn't Rabbi Akiva. Why doesn't it mention that, since he's allowed to be the marrier? But then the Gemara answers, no, that the Isser is only is there a din strafer or not? But even according to Rava, everybody will hold still aser to marry, and this is a matter of is there strafer or not. And therefore, even according to Rava, according to everybody, the Mishnah Kura Bikiva, because you're not allowed to marry your mother-in-law even after the death of the wife, according to everybody.